City of Powell River councillors have approved the extensive rezoning of a parcel of land at 5201 Manson Avenue by a narrow 4-3 margin. At a meeting on February 2, council approved rezoning of the property from A1, small lot rural residential, to CD4, comprehensive development 4 residential small lots. The property currently has one residence on it, and developer Al Rebane said in an interview he is planning on building 25 to 35 houses on the 2.15 hectare, 5.31 acre, parcel of land. Councillor George Doubt said the matter has been discussed a number of times. He said after giving the bylaw third reading, all that needed to be done is obtaining a letter signed by Rebane indicating he was making a community amenity contribution of $700 per lot at the time of future subdivision of the parcel. I'm in favor of this, said Doubt. It is going to provide an opportunity for increased housing density on that street, and it could be useful to the neighborhood. Councillor Rob Southcott said on the basis of his principles, he does not support this amendment to the zoning. He said the original proposal by the planning department indicated that greater density should be achieved on the subject property due to its proximity to the city core. There's a value analysis mapping tool provided to us about a year ago that shows greater density would provide greater tax revenues, said Southcott. It's important to our residents and taxpayers. Our housing needs assessment shows that greater density is supported, not only to serve current needs, but needs in the future. I can say with assurance it is a concern for young people. Southcott said he also struggles with the assertion that financing would not be available for greater density, in other words, row housing, in a location like this. He said he could think of four examples in the city where it is clear financing was available for greater density. I do not support this now, just like I haven't supported it in the times it has come to us before, added Southcott. Councillor Jim Palm said councillors heard from neighboring residents that they were opposed to higher density, but rezoning to CD4 is the right move to make. He said he fully supported the rezoning. Councillor Earl Almeida said while the CD4 zoning increases density, it does not meet the needs of the community, now, or 2 decades from now. Councillor Cindy Elliott said with this development, there are good reasons to encourage more development of housing in the community. It may not be precisely what would be recommended for that area, said Elliott. The burden is on City Council and the city to make official community plans and zoning that developers can rely on, so we are getting ahead of these kinds of decisions. The best balance for this particular situation seems to be what is proposed now, and I'm going to vote in favor of it. We need to zone the property away from A1, and this balance that we have come to is, in my mind, going to work in that area and does get us some more housing for our community. Council voted with Mayor Ron Wasnow and Councillors Doubt, Elliott and Palm in favor. Councillors Southcott, Almeida and Trina Isakson voted against the rezoning.